Hello, we are Group P8. My name is Gerald, and I will be presenting our project on methanol production from the gasification of plastic wastes. Our motivation for the project is based on the large amount of plastic waste that is being globally produced. Around 381 million metric tons of plastic are produced every year, and this number is projected to double by 2034. Because of this, we have chosen to convert a common type of plastic into methanol for our plant. We chose methanol because the global demand is on the rise, with a demand of $20.4 billion in 2020, and is projected to reach $26.6 billion in 2025. Methanol is also a key component for the creation of other common chemicals, such as formaldehyde. Our plant that we have designed uses about 40,000 tons per year of polyethylene terephthalate flakes, where we produce methanol at a 99.9% purity. From this, it totals to an annual capacity of 35,000 tons and a revenue of $15 million per year. We have chosen a location in Richmond, BC that is very close to our supplier, Merlin Plastics, who sorts and treats the flakes that are supplied to our plant, giving us a considerably pure feedstock. Now, onto our process, which begins with the gasification of the plastics. The gasifier is a high-temperature reactor that breaks down the plastic into its elemental compounds, which then reacts with steam, creating syngas. Syngas is mostly comprised of hydrogen, carbon monoxide, and carbon dioxide. Heat energy from this hot syngas stream is utilized to produce steam in a boiler, which is sent to a turbine to produce electricity. The electricity generated is used to run equipment in the plant, whereas the steam is sent to the gasifier as a reactant. The hydrogen composition of the syngas is improved in the water gas shift reactor, and the carbon dioxide composition is adjusted in the pressure swing adsorption system. We make these adjustments for optimal methanol production. This adjusted syngas stream is then sent to our methanol reactor, which is filled with copper over zinc oxide catalyst. Since the methanol reaction is exothermic, we can control the reactor temperature using the feed stream by splitting and feeding it in sections along the reactor, which cools it down. Afterwards, we perform an initial separation to remove syngas from the methanol product and recycle it back to the reactor. The methanol is then sent through a packed column and a distillation column, where it is purified, and we obtain a very pure product in the last column. However, throughout our process, we produce three types of waste: solid, liquid, and gas. Without treatment considerations, we would have ashes solid waste, dilute methanol and byproducts as liquid waste, then finally, carbon monoxide and organics as a gaseous waste. Ashes created in the gasifier, which is essentially plastic that is not gasified. The ash we produce is disposed at an approved landfill. For the liquid and gas wastes, we combust both so that we only have carbon dioxide and water left, and we use these hot gases to generate steam. There is a lot of carbon dioxide produced in our plant, and we will reduce this by sending the carbon dioxide for carbon capture. Finally, for the economic analysis, our capital expenditure is $171 million, with yearly operating costs of $28 million. As our annual average revenue is only $15 million, our plant is not economically viable. We determined a methanol price of $950 per metric ton would be needed to break even. We are currently looking into ways to increase our production of methanol and reduce operating costs so that our plant will be profitable. Thank you for listening.